This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Brandi Clark has a very impressive resume. In addition to just releasing her third album, Your Life is a Record, she's racked up several credits writing records with other artists. Not only did she co-write the hit song Follow Your Arrow with Kacey Musgraves and Shane McAnally, she's also written for Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Sheryl Crow, Keith Urban. The list goes on and on. Today, in a conversation we recorded last month, Brandi talks about her career as a songwriter, about growing up near Mount St. Helens, and about her new album, which includes a duet with Randy Newman. She also performs songs from Your Life is a Record, beginning with The Past is the Past. This is Brandi Clark on World Cafe.
Walk to the driveway, open the door to the car, turn the key, find your future in that pedal on the floor, hands on the wheel, eyes straight ahead. I won't be in that rear view or tomorrow, or where you're going when you get there. Let your wheels roll. Let your wheels roll, let your heart break beat to the radio. This is where the past is the past, where the meant to be's ain't meant to last, where the maybe we can work it out turns into maybe we can't. This is where the memories we made start catching dust in a picture frame, where the hoping turns to knowing that there ain't no going back. This is where the past is the past. I'll be painting the bedroom, I'll be working a lot, boxing up all the used to be's, forgetting things till it's all been forgot. Letting you go, letting you go, let my heart break beat to the radio. This is where the past is the past, where the meant to be's ain't meant to last, where the maybe we can work it out turns in, maybe we can't. This is where the memories we made start catching dust in a picture frame, where the hope turns to knowing that there ain't no going back. This is where the past is the past, where the past is the past. Only time can say what we're taking from it. We say goodbye like it helps, but we know it. Yeah, we thought it was, but in the end it just wasn't. So let your wheels roll, let your wheels roll, let your wheels roll. This is where the past is the past.
That was Past is the Past, Brandi Clark performing a song from her new album, Your Life is a Record. It came out back in March. Brandi Clark is my guest today on World Cafe. Brandi, I'm speaking to you via video chat while the world is self-isolating right now. I'm in Toronto at the moment. Where are you exactly?
I'm actually in LA.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I have had kind of a crazy quarantine experience. I was, or self-isolation, whatever you want to call it. My album came out March 6th, and I was fortunate enough to get to do some TV in New York. And I think I was the last person that got to do the Today Show in studio even. And that morning, you know, it was a Thursday, and you could feel there was a feeling of, oh wow, you know, what's going on? But they were trying to keep things as normal as possible. But I was flying from New York to LA to work on a project. And while I was in the air, the project got changed to Zoom like this. And when we landed, we got a text that we had been exposed to coronavirus, potentially exposed,
oh, no,
at both places where we did TV. And so everybody that was in my camp self-isolated. And when that was over, the whole world had kind of shut down. And so I just stayed here. I'm hoping to make it back to Nashville in the next couple of weeks as things open up and hopefully feel a little bit safer. But yeah, I have been away from home now for a couple months.
Wow. Yeah. I'm speaking to Brandi Clark. This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. The next song we're going to hear you play is Who You Thought I Was. And you've said this was inspired by a John Prine acceptance speech. What was that speech that inspired it?
Well, so what it was it was the Americana Awards a couple years ago now. And he was there to introduce Iris DeMent, who was getting, I think, a Lifetime Achievement Award. And he walked out onto the Ryman stage, and there was a podium, and there was no voice of God. And for those of you who don't know what a voice of God is, it's like when somebody says, ladies and gentlemen, John Prine, you know, there wasn't that. He just walked out and everybody stood up and gave him a standing ovation for a good long while. And finally he got everybody to sit down. And I think, honestly, I don't know, cause I wasn't in his mind or his heart, but he was such a humble person. I feel like in an attempt to not get emotional, he was a little bit funny, and he said, well, I'm John Prine, but I'd like to go back to being who you thought I was. And it really hit me. And I was in a point in my life where I was really longing. I didn't realize it until he said it, and it hit me. It made me cry, that I was really longing to be who someone had thought I was. And so it hit me like, as the human. And then it also hit me as a songwriter sitting there amongst lots of other very talented songwriters is, wow, that's an idea. I better write that, because somebody else in this room is going to, if I don't, and they'll probably write it better. So I wrote it down in my phone and went in the next day and wrote it with Jesse Joe Dillon and Jonathan Singleton.
I'm so curious now to know if there was another person in that room who was inspired by it and we have no idea. Like, it's like somebody wrote a song that's totally different and we'll never know.
It could be. And you know, John, I did get the chance to tell him that. I didn't know him well, but they honored him at BMI, and I was part of that. And then the last time I saw him, he and I were part of a storyteller night that Marty Stewart did. And I played that song and I talked about it, and he and I spoke in the dressing room. And so I was really, and he remembered saying it. He said, oh yeah, I remember saying that. And so I was really, I really feel good that he got to know that he inspired that.
Yeah, that's really special. Let's hear it now. This is Brandi Clark with Who You Thought I Was.
Used to want to be a cowboy, a shadow in a sunset. That's why I started smoking cigarettes. Used to want to be a cowboy. Used to want to be Elvis. Drive a pink Cadillac car. That's why I learned to play the guitar. Used to want to be Elvis. There's a lot of things I used to want to do till I met you. Now I wanna be honest. Now I wanna be better. Now I wanna be the me I should've been when we were together. I wanna be at least almost close to worth your love. I wanna be who you thought I was. Used to wanna be a We should learn to walk a tightrope. You still want to join the circus. You still want to stay 18. You still want an Airstream with a lawn chair tumbleweed view. Now I just want you. And I want to be honest. Now I want to be better. Now I want to be the me I should have been when we were together. I want to be at least almost close to worth your love. I want to be who you thought I was. There's a lot of things I used to want to be till you stop loving me. Now I want to be steady. I want to be forever. Now I want to be the me I could have been when we were together. I want to be at least almost close to worth your love. I want to be who you thought I was. Yeah, I want to be who you thought I was.
You just heard Who You Thought I Was. Brandi Clark performed that one live. It's from her new album, Your Life is a Record. I'm Raina Duras, speaking to Brandi Clark today on World Cafe. Normally, right now I'm speaking to you in LA. You live in Nashville, a songwriting hub. You've done lots of songwriting for lots of people, people like Miranda Lambert, Sheryl Crow, Kacey Musgraves. There are tons more. You co-wrote Follow Your Arrow with Kacey Musgraves. Yeah. It was named Song of the Year by the CMA Awards in 2014. Rolling Stone has called it they put it on 39 on the list of the 100 greatest country songs of all time. With that song, for instance, you know, how did that writing session work? Was that early on in you guys writing together, or was that a little bit later?
It was a little bit later. So she had made her record, Sitting in a Different Park, or at least I thought she had. And she came in and she had written this poem to a friend of hers that was going to Europe for the summer, I think. And it said, like, kiss lots of boys and smoke lots of joints and follow your arrow. That was it. And she wanted to turn that into a song. And I remember her saying, it'd be cool, like, you know, I'd love to have arrows in the artwork. And so we wrote the song, and then Shane played me. They went in and they cut Follow Your Arrow, and he played it for me. And I was like, wow, you know, this sounds really great. And he said, well, I mean, that the good news is it's on the album. The bad news is it's knocking this other song that we wrote off the album. And that song, the song that it knocked off, was kind of the song I thought, oh, if I'm going to get a single on this record, it's this song. So I was kind of bummed, but I was really proud of Follow Your Arrow. And I've been really proud of all the stuff I've done with Kacey, but I was really proud of that one. And it's funny, it just goes to show you, you know, it did end up being a single, and it wasn't technically a hit single, but it did more for all of us, and continues to do more for all of us than a hit would have done. I mean, when people find out I've written Follow Your Arrow, it's like I've written Bridge Over Troubled Water or something. You know, it's just like, it means a lot more to people than I really even realize, I think.
I think it was a bit of a game changer, I think, for a lot of people, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen to a bit of Follow Your Arrow. This is Kacey Musgraves.
If you can't lose the weight, then you're just fat. But if you lose too much, then you're on crack. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. So you might as well just do whatever you want. So bass lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls if that's something you're into.
That's Follow Your Arrow from Kacey Musgraves' album Same Trailer, Different Park, a song co-written by my guest today, Brandi Clark. Her new album, Your Life is a Record, is out now. There's a special guest on this album that I need to ask you about on the song Bigger Boat. It is a duet, that song that you sing with Randy Newman. So What were the reasons that you really felt like Randy Newman would work for this, other than the fact that he could sing in the right key?
Well, and I didn't know if he could. That was one. I was like, is this going to work for anybody? Well, I thought the sensibility was similar to him. There is that bit of levity in it. And I thought musically it sounded kind of like him, and that he could, in what did, and I also thought he could play with the melody, which he did, and make it more him. He even changed a line lyrically.
Oh yeah. Didn't he say that he wouldn't do it if there's a curse word in it?
Yes.
And he wanted to change that.
Yeah. Is it okay to curse on here?
We can bleep it. I would love to know what lyric it was that he changed.
So it was the lyric that's now, give me that hammer, somebody hold my coat. It was the been hitting the fan a little closer to home.
Oh, wow.
And his line is better. And he said, you know, I think my line's better and I don't want to sing. And I said, okay. And it all worked out.
I do love how instead of just changing like the word to something else, he changed the whole line, which is like,
oh yeah. And he really did make it better. I mean, you know, he's talking about building a bigger boat. You know, we're just talking about what's wrong and he's talking about how to fix it. I was like, yeah, that's why he is who he is.
I'm speaking to Brandy Clark on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Here is Brandy Clark and Randy Newman on World Cafe. The rich get richer, the rest get a little more broke. We're gonna need a bigger boat.
The floods down south, fires out west, turn on the news, scares you to death. Give me that hammer. Somebody hold my coat.
That was a clip of Bigger Boat featuring Randy Newman on Brandy Clark's new album, Your Life is a Record. I'm speaking to Brandy Clark about that record on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. And now, Brandy with a version she recorded for World Cafe. This is Bigger Boat.
We're either all the way left or all the way right. The only time we meet in the middle is to fight. Fires out west, you turn on the news, it scares you to death. Give me that hammer, somebody hold my coat. Yeah, we're gonna need a bigger boat. We spill wine all over the map, babe. Keep waiting on the wind to blow. Can't agree on who should be captain, so we can't keep this thing afloat. You can't eat this, you can't eat that. Safest thing in the air is a cigarette smoke. We're gonna need a bigger boat. We spill wine all over the map, and we keep waiting. Sharks in the water got me thinking about a movie quote. We're gonna need a bigger boat. all we're gonna need a bigger boat.
That was Brandi Clark with Bigger Boat, recorded live for World Cafe. That song is on her new album, Your Life is a Record. And I'd like to talk about your life a little bit. You moved to Nashville to make music, but you grew up in a town called Morton, Washington. It's about 2 hours south of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, you know, it's not too far. Morton is not far from Mount St. Helens. And the volcano erupted 40 years ago this month. And you would have been really little at the time. But do you remember anything about that?
It's funny you would ask me that because it was this week, the anniversary. It's also my grandma's birthday and my longest friend in life's birthday. It's my first memory.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know how much of it is really my memory and how much of it is stories, but I remember it. I mean, I remember watching cartoons and my mom putting my brother and I in the car because my dad was out running and the windshield wipers couldn't keep up with the hot ash that was hitting the windshield. And I also remember my grandma, who was really quite a character and was very obsessed with Mount St. Helens, standing on her porch, smoking a cigarette, one hand out, and like the hot mud would hit it and she would pull it back and like having one eye squinted up because that smoke was going in her eye, but didn't want to like take her cigarette out of her mouth because she was too enthralled with what was coming out of the sky at the time.
That's amazing.
I remember my grandma had chickens and I remember the chickens coming back out later that day because, you know, it was like it was dark and then it was like the sun came back up again. And so the chickens were super confused. I remember all of that.
I'm talking to Brandi Clark on World Cafe. Speaking of your family, the next song we're going to hear and the last song that we're going to hear from you is called Pawn Shop. And I know that your uncle owned a pawn shop. And it seems like really fertile ground for songwriting because everybody who walks into a pawn shop would have a different story. Every verse in the song tells a story of a different person. Are the stories and people in this song based on real things that you witnessed?
I don't know these characters personally, but they're kind of the oft-told tales. You know, a lot of people come in there and pawn a wedding ring. In Nashville, a lot of people have to pawn an instrument, you know, and that to me, those two characters are very, very sympathetic for me. You know, one is the death of a relationship and the other is the death of a dream. And then I'm really proud, I wrote this with Troy Verges. I'm really proud of what we did with that bridge because, you know, there's a little hope there. And that is the thing about a pawn shop is one man's trash or is another man's treasure or one man's broken dream is the beginning of someone else's dream. I mean, somebody might come in and get that ring to propose to somebody and that guitar might be some kid's first guitar. Like that's what is amazing about a pawn shop.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people do have a tendency to think of pawn shops as kind of like, oh, that's like more of a sad place than a happy place. But it's true. Like they wouldn't exist if people weren't coming in to buy those things as well.
That's very true. I hadn't thought about that. It's very, very true.
We're going to take a listen to it right now. Brandi Clark playing Pawn Shop on World Cafe.
Tell me that it's worth more than I think. There's a bus Baton Rouge leaves in an hour. $90 cash buys me a seat. That quarter carat picture perfect frame. Cracked up to be. But it ain't stolen, it ain't hot. Someone told me it cost a lot. Man, ain't that the truth? Thought I'd wear it my whole life. Never walked in with it slung over his shoulder. He said, "Man, you'll never give me a fair price. But this young man's town's just watching me get older. And the songs I sing don't feed my kids and wife. There's a few belt buckle scratches on the back, and the B string tends to fall a little flat. But it ain't stolen, it ain't hot. Someone told me it cost a lot. Thought I'd play it my whole life, never even crossed my mind back when it was new. It'd end up in a pawn shop on Charlotte Avenue. Dreams don't die even when they're broken. Tomorrow when that sign says open, that guitar
Brandi Clark, recorded live for World Cafe. That song is called Pawn Shop. It is on her new album, Your Life is a Record. You can get that album. It is out now. Brandi Clark has been my guest today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was great.
This was so much fun. Thanks. So you can come back anytime.
I'd love that. Love that.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment on World Cafe.